Hello. Welcome back. Well, you know, I'll wait for the episode to begin. Hello. Welcome back to the alternate universe. It's been three long, nearly unbearable weeks without the smooth sounds of alternative music and sassiness that you've come to expect from the alternate universe. But fear no more. The alternate universe is back, but only for 2 weeks. But yeah, I hope these 2 weeks are just delightful, and I think I've got a delightful show for you tonight. Now, here at Lafayette College, we are entering finals week. And as such, the only reasonable playlist that I could play tonight is an apocalypse-themed playlist. I'll be doing all your favorite apocalypse-themed songs just to convey the mood that really that finals week brings to a college campus. I'm your host, DJ Roomba, bringing to you the alternate universe. You can visit us on our website if you're not already on it at wjrh.org. And yeah, that's all I've got to say for now. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And I hope everybody's been having, hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Hope you've enjoyed these past 3 weeks, even though that's kind of difficult considering I didn't have any shows. But fear not, I'm back. And your favorite part of the show, when I stop talking, we're going to move on to our first song of the night, which is a Tame Impala track. I've really been listening to a lot of them recently. I don't know, their psychedelic sound has really been tickling my fancy in recent weeks. And in that theme of psychedelia, we'll be playing their track Apocalypse Dreams off the 2012 album Lonerism. It's a song about, I couldn't find very much about this on the internet. It's about worrying about the future. I wrote down jammin', and I wrote down that this is just an interesting fact. If you're having a dream about the apocalypse, you're uncertain about the direction of your life. So yeah, just DJ Roomba trying out his tarot card readings and the like. But as you know, enough of me. Let's get to Tame Impala with their track Apocalypse Dream. Oh, geez, I have to set this up actually. Let's go. All right, so here's our show, Nothing Like a Good Apocalypse, with the track Apocalypse Dreams from Tame Impala. There, Tame Impala with Apocalypse Dreams, their 2012 track. I've already gone into great depth about this track. And next up we're going to have what could be loosely considered a deep cut, but not really because it's St. Vincent. But this is in my top 20 favorite songs because I've got my top 20 songs in a playlist. And this is one of those songs. It's a song called The Apocalypse Song by St. Vincent off her first album, Marry Me. Marry Me, of course, well, not of course, but it's a joke that St. Vincent took off the television show, the excellent television show, Arrested Development, where the character Maybe, that's spelled M-A-E-B-Y, when she gets nervous, she just says, Marry Me, and gets her into all sorts of shenanigans. Arrested Development, great show. Anyway, so yeah, we're gonna watch. I wish we could watch Arrested Development together, but we'll have to settle for listening to the Apocalypse Song, which really isn't settling. But anyway, here's St. Vincent with the Apocalypse Song.
Wait, I'll be swifter. take to the streets with apocalypse refrain. Your devotion has the look of a lunatic's gaze.
Saint Vincent with the Apocalypse Song. A very on the nose song about the apocalypse, you know, just putting it right in the title. No subtlety at all. Go you, Annie. Annie being the real name of St. Vincent. Anyway, Marry Me, 2007 album. St. Vincent's first album after being encouraged to pursue a solo career by the rightful king of indie, Sufjan Stevens. You know what? Thanks, every week I should thank Sufjan Stevens for his contributions to indie music. I think that'll be a weekly segment, like our PSAs. We'll just thank Sufjan. Thanks, Sufi. Anyway, next up we've got not a deep cut at all. It's a track about the apocalypse, as you might expect in an apocalypse themed playlist, but it's a track called Higher Ground, and it's from the man Stevie Wonder, off his 1973 album Innervisions. And it's about people looking for a second chance at life and maybe hoping the apocalypse can bring that second chance at life to them. And here we go with Higher Ground.
Love.
There. Stevie Wonder with Higher Ground. Yeah, I've said all I have to say about Stevie Wonder. I mean, obviously very talented keyboard player, very important to music in general. That's all I have prepared, unfortunately. I've definitely already spoken about the conspiracy theory that that Stevie Wonder isn't actually blind, yes? Right? Let me take a look at this. All right. Before I go too deep into it. All right. Here's the deal. Do I really? Yes, I do. I did it just a couple weeks ago in the People episode. We're talking about how Stevie Wonder, the conspiracy theory that he's not blind because he prevented a microphone stand from falling at a benefit concert. I don't know how I feel about that. I certainly could use a bit more research on my part, even though it's probably not true. Anyway, enough. Now, we'll be moving on to the Tom section of the episode. Shout out to Tom. You know who you are. And so we'll be playing R.E.M., then Talking Heads, then The Clash. The Tom section. Anyway, we'll start off with R.E.M. If you don't know the song that I'm about to name, I'm not sure if you should be listening to the Alternate Universe, or maybe you just really, really need to listen to the Alternate Universe and get into alternative music. But enough. We're going to play the track, It's the End of the World as We Know It, and then in parentheses, And I Feel Fine, from R.E.M., off their 1987 album, Document. And, yeah, we'll go to that right now.
With an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane, Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, churn world, serve its own needs, dummy, serve your own needs, beat it up, an ox, speak, grunt, no strength, the ladder starts to clatter with fear, fight down, high wire, and a fire representing seven games, and a government for hire, and a combat site, left to us, coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, battle Trump, Kevin Croft, look at that, no plane. Common proof what it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself. World, serve its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat. Dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right, you patriotic slam fight, bright light. Feel it, pretty sight. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. Cotton board tower, slice and burn, return. Listen to yourself, churn. Locking in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate. Automotive, centerate. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch your heel, crush, crush. Uh-oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steer clear. A tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world. Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, music, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, but next, right?
It's the end of us as we know it. it's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
To continue, I usually don't do that. You'll have to excuse me. I was up until 4:30 today. Yesterday. Oh dear. You'll have to excuse this quite unusually not entertaining episode of the Alternate Universe. I've got very few jokes written out. In fact, no jokes at all. Oh dear. I might just have to play... No, I'm not going to play Smash Mouth. I shouldn't do that. Anyway, we're going to go to Talking Heads, as per usual. We're really in a rut now. We're going to play their song, Nothing But Flowers, which is about the apocalypse, as the other song. Oh, really? I'm off my game. All right, I'll look up some jokes while we're playing the next song. But here's Nothing But Flowers, which is about all of human progress being erased, and nature taking back what it once owned. Talking Heads, Nothing But Flowers.
Now it's only fear. some peaceful oasis. You got it, you got it. This was a Pizza Hut, now it's all covered with daisies. You got it, you got it. I miss the honky tonks, Dairy Queens, and 7-Elevens. You got it, you got it. And as things fell apart, nobody paid much attention. You got it, you got it.
That was Talking Heads, the great Talking Heads. Just their little track about modern progress being totally erased. And just let that sit for a while. All right, I'm going to need to refresh myself. So I'm going to put on some public service announcements to have an intermission of sorts for my mental health. So, please enjoy these PSAs as I go drink a bottle of water. Enjoy!
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes My parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, 1 out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly 1/3 of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
All right, class.
Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa!
Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Wow, a very child-dominated PSA intermission. And especially that forest one. Wow. You should go visit the forest, I guess. Off my game. You really do have to excuse me. Perhaps I'll open up the phone lines in a bit. But for now, we're going to play The Clash. And to wrap up our Tom section, we're going to play The Clash and their track, London Calling, off one of the great albums of all time, London Calling.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice age is coming. The sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected. The wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. To the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go in alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see, we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thick. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning.
And there, we had London Calling from The Clash. It's just your average song about somebody making a nuclear error and then that just ending the world. Now, for those cultured folks listening to my show, you may have seen the 1964 film Doctor Strangelove, not to be confused with Doctor Strange. Now, Doctor Strangelove is a Cold War era film about somebody, well, there's basically a crazy war general, and he single-handedly manages to send some nuclear weapons to Russia, and the world ends, basically. Not that the world ends. So that's very similar to what happens here in London Calling. They're 15 years apart, this one being the latter, the one that came after. So who knows? Maybe there's some inspiration there from Stanley Kubrick to Joe Strummer of The Clash. I just want to take a pause in the episode to issue my great thanks and gratitude to Matt Miani, a great friend of the radio show, who I've neglected to call out for being such an excellent listener and such a great friend to the pod. Not to the pod, to the show. And to me. I didn't get to see him last month, but I'm sure I'll see him in perhaps a week or two. Thanks for listening. Much appreciated. Next up, Blur. A mainstay of my radio show. We're going to use their track, To the End. The End of the World. But the track is just called To the End. And it's off the 1994 classic, Park Life. Hope you enjoy it.
Yes.
blur to the end. Park life. Again, there's an alternate version of this track featuring French singer Francois. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it's probably Francois. Francois Hardy, who's the wife of, who's married to Jacques Dutronc, who I played a couple weeks ago with that track, Et moi. I believe I played that song. Or did I? Did I play that? Anyway, yeah, so there's a little connection there. Everything comes back around in the end, does it? To the end. That's the song I just played. Next up, we're going to have a cover of another... Oh, never mind. We're going to have a cover of a track. A cover of a track originally by Bob Dylan. And it's the track All Along the Watchtower. And in the spirit of this alternate universe, alternate show, I'll be playing the track All Along the Watchtower from Jimi Hendrix off his 1968 album, Electric Ladyland.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level. Nobody of it is worth.
There, Jimi Hendrix, with the track All Along the Watchtower. Now, I thought I didn't have anything to say about this song other than the fact that Bob Dylan, when he performs the song, or when he... Does he still? Yeah, I think he still performs. When he performs the song now, he takes into account some of the things that Jimi Hendrix added to the song that he had originally written. And he does that in honor of Jimi Hendrix, because Jimi Hendrix did die at a young age. And that ties into a story that I get to tell, very excited, that I believe was in the, was it, sometime in like between like the 5th and the 8th grade, and probably due to the ethnic I'm operating on very little sleep right now, just, I come from an area with very little racial diversity. Anyway, and in perhaps to combat that, between the 5th and 8th grade, I had to write a biography of somebody of African American descent. Just write something about a historically significant African American person. And although my parents were pushing me towards a figure like Louis Armstrong, who knew my grandfather, I believe, at least knew him to say hello to, back in the days in Queens. So I instead chose to write about Jimi Hendrix, much to the delight of my parents, and I got to write about his life, his death involving sleeping pills and wine. See, I've learned from a very young age that sleeping pills and wine don't go together. That's one of the lessons that stuck with me most since my elementary school days. Fun fact, not a fun fact. So that's, I hope you enjoy that little tidbit of my life. Hope I didn't really, it was a good project. I remember doing fairly well on it. Anyway, what's up next? We've got Father John Misty with the track from his 2012 album, Fear Fun. We've got the track, Fun Times in Babylon.
Ceremony before the star of the morning comes looking for me. Like a corpse and say, get up and dance. before the beast comes looking for last year's rent.
Father John Misty with The Final Countdown. So for those of you who are fans of Aziz Ansari and his work, and most of you should be because he's very talented, in his television, or not television, his streaming show, it's on Netflix, so it's kind of a TV show. Anyway, his show Master of None, there's a plot arc over a couple episodes as to the fact that he has two tickets to a Father John Misty concert, and he doesn't know who he should take with that's extra ticket. So that provides a plot arc in the show. Recommend the show. Enjoyed it a lot. Now, I had originally planned on playing either The Final Countdown by Europe, or I could have just played 11th Dimension by Julian Casablancas, but instead, I want to bring it back to the people. I feel like people might bring some life to the show in an otherwise lifeless show. So I'm going to read out the phone number, get your pen and paper out. All right, here's the thing. I'm going to read out the number like two or three times. Then I'm going to play a 94-second song by Gum, Glamorous Damage. And if you call within that 94-second time, well, I'll screen you, and then we'll talk on the radio. We'll talk for a couple minutes. It'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, here's the number. 1-610-330-5316. That is 1-610-330-5316. 1-610-330-5316. And as I wait, I'll play Glamorous Damage by Gum. Off a little early there because I have on the phone with me right now great friend of the show, Noah Ramos. Yeah. Noah, are you with me?
I'm absolutely with you.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay, I can't really hear you, but
oh, play my type.
Wait, right, there we go. Actually, I fixed the problem. Wait, just speak again.
Play my type.
Oh, play my type. I think I can do. Is Joe there? Is Joe?
Absolutely.
Glad to hear it. Joe wants
Oh, Joe! We're on!
Joe, you're on. How does it feel?
Neil, this is truly amazing. Never have I thought I'd make it to radio.
Oh, just delightful. No, you know your name is misspelled on, like, your phone thing, right?
Hey.
What?
What's it say?
It just says Ramos Noah and includes the H. There's an H there.
That's how I spell it.
What?
You know this.
What?
Oh, God, the radio can't hear us at all.
I can hear you, but you need to...
You can't hear us at all, can you?
Oh, no, actually, I turned the... Oh, that's the problem. I turned the... whatever is down earlier. Oh, wait, no, I can hear you. Oh, there we go.
Try. You can hear me?
I can hear you now.
Play my type, Neil.
I heard that before. I just want to let you know that your name is misspelled. Anyway.
Yeah, I know, but play my type.
All right, enough of this. This was an unsuccessful phone call, but it was so great to speak to you. We'll play in my type now. I'm brutal like that. I really need to get this microphone thing set up. Anyway, to stop, finish off this episode, I'll play myself out with the St. Motel track, My Type, Joe O'Leary's favorite song in the whole wide world. In fact, when we have a code that in order to avoid people who he doesn't want to enter his room, when I go to his room, I go to the room and I knock to the beat of this song. You know, it's like, but enough of my knocking on this desk. Why don't you figure out the beat for yourself with St. Motel's track, My Type. And with St. Motel's, my type, I sign off for the week. I, of course, offer my sincere thanks to all the friends of the show, especially those who didn't leave me. There's been some drama. I won't go into it. That's a discussion for another time, especially not 1:06 in the morning. Who do I want to thank? Thank Matt again, Matt Miani, great friend to the show, great friend to me. Looking forward to seeing him in the near future. Thank Noah. Thank Joe Leary. Thank the people who, from both South College and Roof Hall, who may or may not be listening. Not sure. They'll probably give me a piece of their mind if they were and I didn't shout them out by name. My father, who's been listening to the show with his section in it at a later date, most likely. And thanks St. Motel for writing the song My Type. Kidding. Well, I'll give them thanks. Who else needs a shout out? I think that's about it. Right? Chris Delmond, hopefully. Maybe he'll listen. I hope he listens. All right. Enough. It's been a wild morning, and I'm sure that you don't want to listen to any more of me. So I'll leave you off into this week where we don't know what will happen, but what you do know will happen is sometime during the next week, the alternate universe will be back. I have to warn you that it may not be back at its usual time due to the calculus final that I will be taking at 8 in the morning next Friday morning, but keep tuned in to the Facebook page, and I'll let you know if the time changes, because other people will not be doing their regularly scheduled shows, and because of that, I might be able to switch to a time that maybe everybody can listen to, not just the hardcorest of hardcore fans. But anyway, enough of this. Have a great week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.